what happens when the science and technology of space comes down to Earth. This is Down to Earth from the Naked Scientists. I'm Dr. Stuart Higgins, and in this episode we're talking about how keeping astronauts alive on the International Space Station has led to new ways of capturing carbon dioxide back on Earth. Every day we each breathe out around a kilogram of carbon dioxide, depending on how active we've been. Back down on Earth, the carbon dioxide we produce forms part of the carbon cycle. It's used by plants in photosynthesis to grow into crops that we eat, and then so on. But when you're orbiting the Earth in a space station, one or two houseplants aren't going to be enough to keep up with the CO2 you're producing. Without a means of removing carbon dioxide, the concentration in the air will quickly rise to dangerous levels. So one of the key technologies for space exploration is carbon dioxide absorbers. These are chemical sponges that mop up the excess carbon dioxide in the air, allowing astronauts to breathe freely. The European Space Agency, ESA, has been working on a new life support system called the Advanced Closed Loop System for the International Space Station, which will help scrub the air of carbon dioxide as well as generating oxygen and water. It's designed to remove 3 kilograms of carbon dioxide per day, the equivalent of roughly 3 astronauts, and will work alongside existing systems on the space station. It works by passing the carbon dioxide-containing air across a bed of absorbent beads. The beads are made up of a resin coated in a solid amine-based chemical. Amine is the name given to a chemical compound with a nitrogen atom that has a spare pair of electrons. And by spare, I mean that these particular electrons aren't directly forming chemical bonds with other atoms in the compound. These spare electrons make the amine group reactive. They'll bind with the slightly acidic carbon dioxide flowing over them. Eventually, the beads will absorb as much carbon dioxide as they can. At this point, the absorber can be shut off from the rest of the spacecraft and steam passed over the beads. This causes the release of carbon dioxide, which can then either be released into space or used in other experiments on board the space station. And the same technology is now being used back on Earth to capture carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. Rather than using it to keep astronauts alive, a Dutch company has developed the same ESA technology to extract carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. They aim to use it to improve the atmosphere in closed environments such as airplanes and crowded buildings, and as a way of creating a continuous supply of carbon dioxide. For example, for farmers who might want to raise the carbon dioxide levels in their greenhouses to help plants grow. That was Down to Earth from the Naked Scientists, and join me again soon to learn about more space technology that's changing lives back on Earth.
And I can tell you in a couple of weeks when Stuart returns, he'll be talking about the space blanket. I have no idea what this is, Georgia. Any ideas?